The Last of the Steam-Powered Trains by The Kinks. You're listening to Jangle Heaven on WMFO in Medford. I'm Jack, and I'm here on spring break to do my show anyway. I've been missing the past few weeks. Last week I was away, and the week before that I just could not make it to the show. And so I was determined to, you know, get all the way over to campus during the break and make sure I do the show. And that first song was part of the theme for today. And I think I've been doing a lot of shows that don't really have a strict theme, or I just come up with it on the spot, or just see what takes shape as I go along. Andrew did a great job last week of really giving the show a good theme in the Dunedin sound. But I wanted to get more creative, do a nice, arbitrary, kind of ridiculous theme. And, well, at first I was thinking about stealing one of Andrew's ideas and just doing songs named after cities. But, one, I was having a hard time finding songs that he didn't already use. And two, I think I should have been more creative. So, while I was away in the past few days of break, I picked up a copy of the Kinks, the Kinks Are the Village Green Preservation Society, and I've been listening to it pretty much nonstop. And I was just really desperate to play something from the album on the show. And, well, I got inspired by the last of the steam-powered trains, and, well, what I came up with was a show about train songs. And this is a non-exhaustive list. There are many, many songs, and this is not a show that focuses primarily on blues, so there there could be many more. There could be hours of content there. But I just kind of went through the songs that I know, the albums that I have, and looked for some songs that maybe you'd think of, maybe you wouldn't, about trains. And, you know, fittingly, I spent a lot of time on trains the past few days. I took altogether, I guess, 8 hours on Amtrak and a lot of time on subway systems. So it's been a big thing in my life lately. But, you know, it can really be accessible to anyone. Everyone knows what trains are and why people would write songs about them. So that was the Kinks. And we're going to move on now to another song that borrows a little bit from the bluesy sound. This is Train Train by Billy Bragg. So it's Billy Bragg with Train Train. That one's, I don't know, those first two songs are as close to the train feels I think we're going to get. I mean, the more we go along here in the songs I've planned, it, you know, takes the focus off the train itself a little bit, but these songs are just right on it, right on the, this song even, I mean, it imitates the train sound. How much better can you get, you know, if you're talking about this theme? And, well, I guess there isn't much more to say about that one. I just want to continue on here to The Magnetic Fields off their album. The Charm of the Highway Strip has a lot of songs about traveling and modes of transportation. I think there's two train songs on it, actually, but this is the one I prefer. This is Born on a Train. That was Born on a Train by The Magnetic Fields. Bit of an abrupt ending. That's kind of how the song goes. But also one of my favorites by The Magnetic Fields, originally out of the Boston area, which is great to know, I guess, that there's, you know, just one of many bands that have come out of here and produced some great music. And The Charm of the Highway Strip, well, the thing is, I think a lot of people get into The Magnetic Fields through their, you know, biggest album, longest album, most well-known maybe, 69 Love Songs. And while there's a lot of great material on there, I think some of their other albums get overlooked sometimes. And, well, especially ones like Holiday, And I guess The Charm of the Highway Strip, too, is really great. And Get Lost as well. But I just really like that one. The melody, it always reminds me of something, but I can't exactly think of what it's similar to. It's just got all these classic, you know, it's just great songwriting, really. And now, moving on, this is coming from kind of the similar indie genre, maybe more twee, I guess. This is Tallulah Gosh with Steaming Train. A very short song, but an important one nonetheless if we're talking about train songs. So I hope you enjoy. Tallulah Gosh with Steaming Train, classic twee, really. But if you enjoyed that, I'd like to advertise something real quick. Later today, I will be on my good friend's show at UMass Amherst on their radio station WMUA. It's called Public Disservice, I believe. It's on at 1 p.m. And the whole episode today will be twee music, twee indie, twee pop. And there'll be lots of Tallulah Gosh, lots of beat happening, maybe some pastels, all of that stuff on at 1 p.m. WMUA. Please listen if you're interested. But aside from that, I guess we can move on to a classic train song by an artist who I'm surprised hasn't written more train songs. This is Tom Waits with Downtown Train. I've actually played a cover of this on the show before, but this is the original. So, Tom Waits, Downtown Train.
Outside another yellow moon, it's pawn so old in the nighttime. I climb to the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trains are full of all those Brooklyn girls. They try so hard to break out of their little worlds. While you wave your hand and they scatter like crows. They have nothing that will ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without the rose. Be careful of them in the dark. Oh, if I was one, you chose to be your only one. Oh, yeah. Can't you hear me now?
That's Downtown Train by Tom Waits. I said I'd played a cover before. That was the Everything But the Girl version. And that one's great, but there really is something just amazing about the original. It's one of the best songs, I think, on Rain Dogs. And it was funny. I was just in New York, and there's some store I went into that was playing Clap Hands, which I had never expected to hear just, you know, out in the... in the real world. But, you know, Downtown Train maybe would have made more sense. It's more accessible, I guess. But anyway, I'd like to take the time between songs here to read this note about the donations drive for WMFO. So here it is. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you'd like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put in WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. Almost couldn't make it through that. But it's important, and I hope you donate. Moving on, I like to keep things a little bit interesting on the show by including some songs not always in English. I haven't been doing a great job of that lately, but this one happens to be about a train. So, Dernier Train pour Pontoise by Les Wampa. Here it is.
Ah! the world, I am a man of means, of slender means. Each household appliance is like a new science in my town. And if the day came when I felt a natural emotion against such a shock, I'd probably jump in the ocean. And the weather train goes by, such as that sound. Such a sad thing. I'd like to drop my trousers to the Queen. Every sensible child will know what this means. The poor and the needy are selfish and greedy of her pain. And if the day came when I natural emotion, I get such a shock, I'd probably jump in the ocean. And when a train goes by, it's such a sad sound. It's such a sad thing.
All right, we had two songs there. That was Nowhere Fast by the Smiths, and before that, Dernier Tron pour Pontoise by Les Wampas. And those ones picked it up a little bit. We had some slower, some lighter songs going into the train theme, but these ones really picked it up. The Wampas song, very heavy. I don't really know what most of it's about, but much heavier than most of the stuff on this playlist. And then Nowhere Fast, one of the few songs on here without train in the title, but one of the ones most related to trains, I think. They mention a train many times. There's train sound effects in it. One of the songs I think of immediately when a train theme comes to mind. And I really do love that one off of Meat is Murder. And so now we're going to transition to some longer songs. That's just something about the train theme. It kind of invites these long, sprawling songs. There's a few shorter ones in here still, but we're going to kick it off with the longest one. This is Station to Station by David Bowie, and I don't think I really could have done this theme without the song. So here it is.
Thank you. lover's eyes. The return of the thin white duke, making sure one stays.
Once there were mountains on mountains, and once there were gunboats, we saw with at once I could never be down. Got to keep searching and searching, and oh, what will I be believing?
There was Station to Station by David Bowie, a song over 10 minutes long. And, well, I was actually thinking about just letting the next song play, but I thought I'd give you guys a little bit of a break. And here's a short PSA. This is Lessons at Home from Born Learning, Early Childhood Development. Children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. If they like to help out in the kitchen, let them stir the spaghetti sauce or count the eggs. While doing laundry, fold in a lesson about colors and shapes. Simple learning games can be fun for both of you. Everyday moments are learning moments. It's easy. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO. All right, and now, getting back into the music, back into trains. Here's another pretty long one. Well, about half the length of Station to Station, so not too bad. This is Last Train Home by the Pat Metheny Group. Not exactly the kind of music I typically play on here, but I think I couldn't really leave it out. Thank you. Last Train Home by the Pat Metheny Group. Absolutely beautiful song. And really just a train song because of the title. But I was really, just thought it was important to include that. I actually thought I'd be able to include four more songs, but one of them is 8 minutes and I really want to play it. So four more songs is definitely not happening. I took too much time up talking and reading PSAs, which is no problem. I like to include some of that when I can. But I'm going to play the longer song and then see what I have time left for. So this is the one that I really wanted to end the show with, but I think it's important that I play it at all. So this is Trains by Al Stewart. A long song that keeps the topic on trains the entire time, pretty much. So here it is.
In the sapling years of the post-war world and an English market town, I do believe we traveled in schoolboy blue, the cap upon the crown. Books on knee, our faces pressed against the dusty railway carriage panes. As all our lives went rolling on the clicking wheels of trains, school years passed like eternity, and at last we're left behind. And it seemed the city was calling me to see what I might find. Almost grown, I stood before horizons made of dreams. I think I stole a kiss or two while rolling on the clicking wheels of dreams. Trains, all our lives were a whistle stop affair, no ties or chains, throwing words like fireworks in the air. Not much remains, a photograph in your memory through the colored lens of time. All our lives were just a smudge of smoke against the sky. Double rails spread far and wide through the 19th century. Some straight and true, some serpentine, from the cities to the sea and out of sight. But those who rode in style now walked in the military might. On through the night to plot and chart the twisting parts of trains. On the day they buried Jean Juarez, whoa. of what one but free. Like an angry river overflowing its banks impatiently, while mile on mile the soldiers fill the railway stations, arteries and veins. I see them now, the laughing on the clicking wheels of trains. Trains rolling off to the front across the narrow Russian gauge. Weeks turn into months and the enthusiasm wanes. Sacrifices in seas of mud and still you don't know why. All their lives are just a puff of smoke against the sky. Then came surrender, then came the peace, then revolution out of the east. Then came the crash, then came the tears, then came the 30s, the nightmare years. Then came the same thing over again, light as the moon that watches over the plain. I'm driven insane. That I never saw before, snatching up refugees from the ghettos of the war, to stand confused with all their worldly goods beneath the watching God's disdain. As young and old go rolling on the clicking wheels of trains, and the driver only does this job with vodka in his coat. And he turns around and he makes a sign with his hand across his throat. For days on end, through sun and snow, the destination still remains the same. For those who ride with death above the clicking wheels of dreams, innocence they had in childhood games. Painted red or blue, when I was young they all had names. Who remember the ones who only rode them to die? All their lives are just a smudge of smoke against the sky. Now 40 years have come and gone, and I'm far away from there. And I ride the Amtrak from New York City to Philadelphia. And there's a man to bring you food and drink, and sometimes passengers exchange a smile or two, rolling on the humming wheels. But I can't tell you if it's them or but I believe when they look outside, they don't see what I see. Over there, beyond the trees, it seems that I can just make out the stain. Fields of Poland calling out to all the passing trains. Trains, I suppose that there's nothing in this life remains the same. Everything is governed by the losses and the gains. Still sometimes I get caught up in the past, I can't say why. All our lives are just a smudge of smoke, or just a breath of wind against the sky.
That was Trains by Al Stewart. A great song. I hope it was interesting for you. I know it's a little bit repetitive, but it's always been one of my favorites. And it's really on topic, I guess. That's actually from an album, Famous Last Words, from 1993, which is like 30 years after his career began. And Al Stewart, I think, is just one of the most consistent artists of the past 50 years. Completely underrated. I mean, there were some not so great albums maybe in the 80s, but I mean, even up till around 10 years ago or something, he was still putting out some great songs. So I wanted to just end off. I might play a little bit of another song after I talk, but I think these songs capture the theme pretty well. Most of them had Train in the title. It's kind of silly, but some of these songs are... you know, they really mean more than just talking about trains. I think it's a little bit fitting. I don't know if that's the train right now, but this studio is actually right next to a railroad track, and they're working on, you know, the Green Line extension, so a lot of train stuff to see. Also, I thought it was funny in that last song he's talking about taking the Amtrak from New York to Philadelphia, and, well, I actually took a bus, but I did that trip just a few days ago. Anyway, that's enough of me. I'm gonna, seeing as the next show is not gonna start yet, I'm just gonna play a little bit of Train in Vain. I don't even know if it's actually about trains, but it's a great song. So, Train in Vain. Thank you for listening.